This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could go through a million names of guys that were picked later in the draft that maybe at the time there was like, okay, they didn't really need a corner, but they drafted this safety corner from Louisiana Tech, and then L'Jarius Sneed becomes an all-pro. So I think far too often we, and this is including myself, can get so enthralled with round one and what do teams need to do, and they need a defensive tackle or they need a corner, when I do think in a vacuum or in a perfect world, literally just picking the best available player is actually the best way to go about it, because as we know, rosters change so quickly in today's NFL.
Chris Trapasso on the Chilton Bulldog earlier this week. We'll get him one more time before the start of the draft, I'd imagine next or this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm excited for the less speculative nature of draft coverage and
yes,
more
please.
What happened. Like
reactionary.
Yes, I cannot wait for that, because it's the same way we get with the NFL offseason. Oh, well, these teams, what are we looking like? What's going to happen?
I'm still so draft-pilled that I'm okay. I'm chilling for these next few days.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's leading up to the draft. The excitement's bubbling. But it'll be nice to have some hard evidence to look at and be like, oh, this was a good move. This was a bad move. Or, you know, whatever happened. So for both the Bills and the league in its entirety.
Time for some brain rot?
Oh, God. I think so.
I think it's time for some brain rot.
Mock draft simulator, mock draft simulator. The Chiefs beat us too many times. Mock draft simulator.
Let's do it.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Let's do this thing. We've got the simulator for the first version of this. Then you and I are going to run a mock draft of ourselves.
We're going to compare ourselves to the computer.
We're going to do this, get a warm up here, and then get to the you and I, the dual mock draft here today.
Yes.
So
unusually close together in the studio now.
We are uncomfortably close, as a matter of fact. So when it comes down to it, it looks like through the simulator, we're going to go through ESPN on this one. The Titans, number one overall, Cam Ward, then Travis Hunter, number two, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Mason Graham. It pretty much goes chalk, I think, for the top five. We're not going to deviate much from this. For some reason, they have the Raiders taking Shedeur Sanders at six.
And Jeanty going to the Panthers, Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not obviously a bad idea, but that's because the Raiders took Shedeur.
Membo at offensive tackle going to the Jets at 7. Will Johnson corner to the Bears at 10. That one will be one of the first off the board there. Tyler Warren at tight end to the 49ers. Really? With George Kittle there still? Hmm. Okay.
Maybe they're looking at an aging Kittle, kind of, you know?
The Cowboys make a responsible pick with Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones actually made a good pick.
Yes,
congrats.
Sure. Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts with Jahdae Barron. Hey, that's kind of a BPA situation. Colson Loveland, tight end, going to Atlanta. They have Kyle Pitts, who doesn't really do much. Tet McMillan going to Arizona. Nick Emmanuel to the Bengals. Derek Harmon to the Seahawks. So we're starting to see some of the players that, you know, we're putting a little bit of a radar on. They're starting to go.
Yeah.
The Bucs take a running back. I don't know. Sure.
Kenneth Grant to the Steelers.
That's where Zach Jones's heart's going to get broken.
Yep.
I seriously think the Steelers are going to do that anyway.
I 100% agree. It's a very likely landing spot for him. So,
yes. Do note, of course, all these drafts, these mock draft simulations and everything like that, there's no trades. Our mock that we're going to do here, it's not going to be with trades.
No.
So, of course, all of it's going to go downhill. But again, this is an exercise to teach you what's going to probably be available. Probably.
I mean, you never know. It could be a draft with very few trades.
Yes.
So.
Shamar Stewart going to the Vikings at 24. Mike Green going to the Lions at 28. So pass rush starting to fall apart there. Malachi Starks going to Houston. Azurae Thomas going to Baltimore. What does that leave the Bills here at 30? In the simulation, well, we've got James Pierce, Donovan Isiraku hanging around there, Maxwell Hairston as well. What are we looking at elsewhere for defensive tackles?
Walter Nolan,
but he's kind of a three-tech sort of player. I need that one tech. Darius Alexander's on my radar with that one.
Okay.
In this range.
We need a Jones replacement.
Yes.
A Daquan replacement, yes.
Edge rusher, there's a couple of those options, like I mentioned, with Isiraku and Pierce.
What are we looking at?
Corner. Trey Amos, Maxwell Hairston, Benjamin Morrison, probably more of your second round, along with Darian Porter and Siobhan Revelle.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, that's pretty much all you're looking at around here. Wide receiver Luther Burden is available.
Luther Burden. You know what? Whatever. Why not?
Let's do it. All right.
Luther Burden.
The simulator. Through the machine, we're taking Luther Burden.
Drafting player. It's spinning the wheel of death right now for some reason.
So there's our warm-up. You ready to do this?
Mm-hmm. We took a wide receiver with the first pick.
But honestly, it's about the player, less about the position.
Yeah. I think you can get a good there's a good depth of defensive tackles.
And wide receiver is also still a need for the Bills.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Tennessee, number one. I'll kick things off, which means that ultimately number 30 will go to you.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the Titans. They'll take Cam Ward.
Okay.
We'll be simple about this. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine the Browns, Joe?
The Browns, I would say Travis Hunter, they
all
take.
Right. We're going chalk here. Abdul Carter?
Yeah. I would say, honestly,
it's between Campbell and Graham.
Yeah, they're taking Will Campbell. They're not going to let Drake May get... They're going to hope Drake May doesn't get busted up this year.
And very quickly, Jaguars, Mason Graham?
Genty for the Raiders.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think I've thought that for a little bit. I think the Raiders pick Genty.
All right. I'm getting the easy ones right now. Membo, offensive tackle from Missouri, going to the Jets.
Shadur falls.
Shadur is currently falling as number 8 to Carolina.
Carolina.
I feel like this screams Will Johnson.
It does scream cornerback out of Michigan, Will Johnson. And I think we're screaming something else right now for New Orleans, maybe.
Oh, this is probably going to become Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Tet McMillan? Or do you look at something else? Like, there's a lot of different options.
There are, but at the same time, I'm kind of looking at Sanders. Like, Derek Carr might be injured. You could have a face to your franchise at quarterback if he works out the way he's supposed to.
Or do you tank for Arch Manning?
That's also a possibility. I don't know.
The prodigal son. Especially because Archie Manning was a quarterback for the Saints.
Yes, you're right.
All those years ago.
Do they do that, or do they actually just draft Sanders? I think they might just draft Sanders.
Oh, wait. It's my pick. I'm taking Tech McMillan.
Oh, okay. Sanders falls further.
Ooh. Chicago.
Chicago.
This probably speaks like a Kelvin Banks offensive tackle sort
of
thing.
Yeah, an offensive tackle.
Or,
sure.
or Jalen Walker, edge rusher out of Georgia.
No, we'll take Kelvin Banks Jr. Shadur continues his descent down to pick 11.
11, we're in San Francisco, and I think that this is going to be relatively... This is where the first domino falls. Mike Green, edge rusher out of out of Marshall. This is probably where Green will end up going. Number 12, Dallas. How spicy are you going to get?
I'm
going to...
I think Dallas might take...
Be in the mind of Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I don't ever want to be in that mindset, but... you know what, let's go. Texas A&M will keep him in Texas. Shamar Stewart
going there. All right. Number 13, it's the Miami Dolphins. And
do they get a Tua insurance policy in Shadur?
No. Miami is interesting to me because of the fact that they have a lot of needs. This is where Bills fans are going to start like eyebrows raising. Derek Harmon's going to go.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because they do actually need these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Colts, 14.
We're going to take Tyler Warren
for
the Colts. Nice tight end. They need that.
Our friend Trevor Howard would be very happy with
this.
He
would. He would.
Did you see the mock draft released by 92.3, the Fan?
I was producing yesterday when you guys were talking about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable.
This is where Atlanta would be taking a quarterback, by the way.
They do what they did last year with Michael Penix. I mean, it worked out for him.
Sure.
I guess, right? I don't know. It's my pick, right, for Atlanta?
No, this is an odd number.
It's you.
I'm taking Mykal Williams out of Georgia, though. That's a pretty easy one there. You got a Georgia product staying home in Atlanta. Arizona at 16.
Can we scroll down a tiny bit for these guys? I'm looking for maybe an edge for these.
Edge rusher?
Yeah.
Edge rushers, you're probably looking at the next one being Nick Skorton or James Pierce.
We'll take Nick Skorton. They need an edge rusher in Arizona.
By the way, Jahdae Barron is currently falling.
Yeah.
That fall ends in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good pick for Cincy. If he falls that far, that should be the pick.
Yes.
Let's see.
With Seattle, they always need help on the offensive line.
Yeah.
The problem is there's not much available there. I mean, there's probably guys like
Tyler Booker,
Josh Simmons. Probably your best options.
We'll take Booker.
Guard out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got Tampa. Shedeur Sanders, still falling, by the way.
Yeah. Unbelievable. We're down to pick 19.
So is tight end Colson Loveland, a player that was expected to go in the teens here.
Yep.
Meanwhile, when I've got Tampa Bay
needing some defensive help.
Jahdae Barron goes two picks earlier. I'd imagine in that situation, Tampa Bay is probably scraping and clawing their way to try to get up there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, Malachi Starks is probably a great idea here, and they're going to have Tampa taking him there. Jalen Walker still on the board. Shedeur Sanders still on the board. Matthew Golden, Colson Loveland, Nick Amonworo, your best players available.
Let's look. Can we look at some offense here? Running back, maybe for Denver. I think they need some help there.
Wide receiver is still one that I would imagine need is there. Matthew Golden available would probably help out with that.
Yeah. Might out of Texas? Sure. Golden to the Broncos.
Matthew Golden is the selection. Now Pittsburgh. Shedeur Sanders
is fallen.
Has gotten to Pittsburgh at 21.
I see that as a very likely landing spot for him if he's there.
I could just be a jerk right now and have him take Kenneth Grant.
No, don't do it to Zach. Don't do it to him.
No, Shedeur Sanders has fallen to 21. I think that's value.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh would be able
to
walk away.
Pittsburgh needs a quarterback.
Walk away happy.
They leave Aaron Rodgers. We'll have to ask about that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. if Shedeur were to fall down to pick 21.
Yes, John Ledyard would be able to answer that and more.
Yes.
Up.
Okay, so Chargers. Need a defensive tackle, possibly.
Wide receivers on the table.
Yeah. Can you scroll down a tiny bit for me?
Yeah, of course. You're looking at a couple needs. I showed you everything.
Yeah, I'm looking at Egbuka.
Mika Egbuka from Ohio State.
Yeah, the Ohio State. We'll grab him.
All right.
We'll grab him there.
Green Bay, Jalen Walker's fall ends. This is enough. Enough's enough.
The Vikings. No quarterback here. If they do that, wasn't that one thing that
happened?
That was
on that Cleveland draft, yes.
Yeah, the Cleveland draft. They need a safety. Amonworo's on the board. They're taking him. I'm sorry. I know everyone in Buffalo wants him, but if he's available and a safety is a need, he's getting taken. There's no question about it.
That's fair. The offensive line on the Houston Texans is an absolute disaster party, and I think that this is a great place to go with Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, Ohio State, hanging around there. The Rams were linked to Jackson Dart.
They were. But I think...
Are you calling shenanigans?
I'm calling shenanigans because I'm going to take a linebacker. I'm taking Campbell.
Jahad Campbell from Alabama there. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we're getting close to Buffalo. We're four picks away here at 27.
We are.
And there's a lot of things that the Ravens could do here.
Mm-hmm.
None of them really seem to conflict with Buffalo all that much. I think that they'll want to go ahead and bolster their offensive line. But at the same time, there's plenty of different ways that they can go about everything here. Ugh, I don't know where I would want Baltimore to go if I'm them. I think sometimes best player available sort of things happen and James Pierce is falling.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, I'm looking now.
Detroit.
Detroit is up next.
Detroit could use an edge rusher. They could use secondary help. This is where players like a Hairston or Ravel are possibly going to get taken. A Zaraku.
I would... A Zaraku might be the best one on the board right now for their needs at edge, but also I think a safety would be solid.
Safety is not a viable option at this point now. Amonworo and Starks are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take a Zaraku then.
Boston College edge rusher off the board. Oh boy, yeah. No, I'm gonna go ahead and upset some people probably with this. I'm gonna take Maxwell Hairston for Washington at pick 29. But now the Bills are up.
Will Howard, hammer it home.
I hate
just
you.
Just kidding. You know who's there? Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant at 30 for the Buffalo Bills.
Kenneth Grant there. Kansas City is up next.
Oh boy.
You know what? I'll let him take Walter Nolan, defensive tackle out of Ole Miss, and then Philadelphia to close things out.
Need an edge rusher, guard for the tush push. They got to keep that alive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were looking at offensive linemen a lot here, but also corner is another thing. Maybe that's where
Ravel?
Like Siobhan Ravel probably would go or something like that.
Yeah, it might be.
Ezra Thomas, another option there as well. All right, there we go. There it is. The whole first round there for you.
Yep.
It's not totally on drugs.
No, it's not. It's actually pretty solid the first
notable,
round.
The notable ones, Jahdae Barron falling.
And Shadur falling to 21.
Colson Loveland out of the first round, by the way. We had one tight end taken.
Yep.
And I think that has more to do with the position more than the talents at that point. But, you know, there's always a surprise that happens falling out of round one. Shadur Sanders falling to 21.
Yeah.
We don't know where Sanders is going to end up. And Pittsburgh is one of the biggest targets.
They need a quarterback.
The Bills passing on Luther Burden, by the way. So Luther Burden ends up in the second round.
Yep.
And other players like that.
So, I saw Kenneth Grant. I couldn't pass Kenneth Grant. He was there at 30.
You needed Kenny G.
Yeah, Kenny G. He was there at 30. I had to grab him. There's no question.
So there you go. That is our unofficial mock draft. We will not post this. And if you paid attention throughout the entirety of it, then that's how you know our mock draft.
Yes.
But there it is. The last time we're playing this music for the season.
Yeah. It's you know, another trip around the sun, another mock draft simulator under our belt.
The Chiefs have won too many times.
Yep.
Mock draft simulator.
That still stands 100% true from the song's conception.
Mock draft simulator.
Last year. It is pretty, upsetting. that lyric is just there, and it's still burning a hole in our heads. But
it's my fault, so I can't really say that.
Yeah.
I pitched the idea to you, and you were like, yeah, we're all in. So.
We had to.
Yep. This music, by the way, is from Forklift Simulator.
You showed me that video.
An actual video game.
That's where the
song.
The idea came from,
The idea came from something from like a Game Grumps plays through on this, and then the song was mixed and made for it. But this music is actually in the game.
Oh, really?
Forklift Simulator.
Oh, that's crazy. All right.
So that's why. All right, there we go. That is the end of Mock Draft Simulator 2025. End of an era.
Next year, we'll be back.
As Evan, a slow tear down his eye as he fades it down.
Trickles down his cheek, his rosy cheek, because he's all upset. I know I am.
But again, the exercise on this is players that are going to be around there, like a Siobhan Ravel, Luther Burden, Maxwell Hairston, Kenneth Grant, Donovan Isiraku. These are names that are going to be hanging around the Bills.
I think we've really gotten to the point.
The big one that I think needs to get taken sooner from our mock is Jalen Walker.
Yes, yeah.
But I think Skirton went a little too soon. Walker went too late. But again.
Are you at BPA? Because I think that's essentially what we're doing here.
We did a little BPA on this one, but at the same time, we were trying to fit needs based on these teams as well. Jahdae Barron falling to 17 might be probably perfect for them. Perfect to like where Cincinnati would get a player like that. They need defensive help in the worst way. I think Barron's a good addition there, and I do think it's possible that Barron goes ahead and falls like that. So Tet McMillan going at pick 9 is another highlight there. There's a lot to this. I'm interested to know. I'm going to screenshot this and save this for our records to see how well we fared compared to round one on Thursday night.
Yes, that'll be a good exercise.
So we'll save this for
next
us.
Week. Yeah.
It'll be a nice exercise for us next week just to see just how bad we did as a combined effort.
Next week. More like 2 weeks from now because it's going to be.
Well, next. Oh, that's right. We're going to be doing day 3 next week at this time.
Yep.
So it will be 2 weeks from now that we will see our results.
Yep. But
it'll be fun.
I think it's going to be good, will be similar to that. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think we went too above and beyond and overboard You know, I think we
and
were pretty concise.
Something Joe DiBiase and I talked about on Thursday was the betting odds for the top seven is these are the favorites.
Yeah, we went scratch
we
right off
went,
the top.
Yeah, we went chalk to start. Mm-hmm. And it was Carolina where things start to really, when it comes to the betting odds on the picks, that's where things kind of go in any direction. There's no real favorite at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I really am excited for the start of this draft on Thursday. I can't wait to be here. I can't wait to be here all weekend next week to do everything with the NFL draft because of the fact that I really have gotten a very deep dive within these first three rounds in particular and round four of players that I would really like to see within the Buffalo Bills.
I can't wait to see your attitude at round seven.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, like, we're not going to go. I am getting ahead of myself, but I do feel confident in that. So, yeah, there's a lot of players here that I would love to see. I have my big board here that you see right here. I've got my draft targets.
Mm-hmm.
A new one was added to the list, Deion Walker, defensive tackle from Kentucky.
Okay.
I do think that that's another one of those, like, day two, maybe he falls into day three, and the Bills can have a chance to get him early in round four.
That's not a bad pick. I like that. I like that. So, it'll be interesting to see what the board looks like on those later
days. What the board looks like, and not to mention what it's going to look like throughout round one. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'll have Nate Geary and Zach Jones for those first 2 days. You will join us when Nate leaves
on the third day.
During day
three.
I'll
be floating around writing the articles all weekend, too, so we'll be in the thick of it. It'll
be
fun.
We will be here for it. And continuing on our draft coverage, we'll talk with John Ledyard coming up next here on WGR.